What time is that? Oh, God, no. It's too early for this shit, sweetheart. And not only is it too early, it's too damn cold. It's freezing in here. Didn't you turn on the heater? What? Why'd you do that? Look, I know. You know how sensitive I am when it comes to temperature. Thanks to you trying to be all frugal, you might have just screwed up my entire day. We've budgeted for this kind of thing, honey. Could you please go and turn on the heater now? Yeah, I know it's going to take a while to warm the room up enough so that I can literally slither out from under the sheets and get started on my day, but until then, you're just going to have to be my heated body pillow. Don't look at me like that. You know what you were getting into when we started living together? You're the one who chose to share a house, a bed, with Lamia. Now, come here. Let me hold you. It's a good thing you're not claustrophobic. But I guess if you were, there's no way this relationship would have progressed as far as it did. Still, even normal people get kind of weird about being constricted, but you seem okay with that. Maybe it's normal to be weird about getting wrapped up in my body and and you're the weird one. Well, good thing I like weirdos. You smell good. You're using that soap I got you, didn't you? Yeah, the sandalwood and birch moth. I'm glad you like it. It's supposed to be, Ayurvedic? Or something like that. I don't really recall the special word for it. What's it supposed to be good for? Oh. I'm not really sure, actually. I think it's called that because the ingredients are supposed to be antibacterial and natural. I just know I like the smell because it reminds me of the time when I was volunteering at that Buddhist temple in Chiang Mai. They had this really interesting incense. They'd only break out for special occasions. And the soap smells kind of similar to that. I think it's a rare incense. I've tried to find it outside of the temple, and no one seems to know what I'm talking about. Anyway, the smell of it made me feel kind of warm and toasty whenever they would light it. But now that you're using it, I can smell it on your skin anytime I want. Yum. You even taste good too. Sorry, did that surprise you? Not exactly how you wanted to be woken up in the morning, is it? Don't lie, you love it. This feels good. Nestled here in your arms, my tail coiled around you. God, I picked the right sort of person to hitch my wagon to. You know what I mean? Maybe it's because you work out pretty often, but You put out so much heat, I almost don't even need that heater on. I bet if I grabbed you and hooked you out into the snow, you'd sink all 3 feet and hit the pavement in under 3 seconds. That's how hot you are. And I'm not just talking body temperature. Oh, fine. I guess that came off a little cheesier than I intended. I really can't get enough of you. Still, good thing it's below freezing right now. Otherwise, I bet this would be pretty unbearable. Huh? I love being the little spoon to your big spoon. There's just something about the way you hold me against your chest that just makes me feel so safe and secure. Which is kind of hilarious, considering that I'm pretty sure my tail's strong enough to bench press a car. What's so funny? Oh, you think you can bench press a Honda Civic or something? No, it's just, you know, being a monster girl and all, everyone expects us to be, well, monstrous and strong. And for the most part, we are. We're stronger than normal humans. There's no denying that. But sometimes, it's nice not to feel so strong. You know what I mean? Even though I could probably fold you like a pancake without much effort, it's nice to pretend that you could do the same to me. I mean, you can, if you want, but only if I let you. But you know what I mean, don't you? I don't always want to be so strong and all. I am woman, hear me roar. Don't get me wrong. I love the idea of protecting myself, of defending my home if for whatever reason the townspeople think I'm some kind of threat, but yeah, there are times when it's so nice to just lie here in your arms and think, this guy will keep me safe and warm. And you will. There's no doubt in my mind you will. I mean, that's what you're doing right now. Keeping me safe and warm, silly. Well, duh. It's for keeping me safe and warm. Ugh. I can't believe you made me say that out loud. It's so corny, I want to hide under the covers and not come out until Groundhog's Day. Speaking of hiding under the covers, doesn't this kind of remind you of something? Remember that time we were up in that cabin a few winters ago? Yeah, your friend invited us, but when we got there, it turned out he couldn't make it because his grandmother passed away or something. And then it was just the two of us in a rickety old cabin with no central heating and a pathetic stack of firewood. Oh, man. I really thought I was gonna die up there. But I didn't. Thanks to you, of course. Did I ever tell you? Yeah, That's when I realized that I really liked you. Like, as more than just friends. You took such good care of me. You went out in a blizzard just to make sure we had enough wood to keep me warm. Like me, I couldn't do anything because it was so cold, remember? Yeah, right. I was stretched out in front of the fireplace, wrapped up in everything soft and warm in the entire house. I even remember you tore the shower curtain off the rod just for some extra insulation for me. Honestly, I think you were more worried than I was. The cold made me all loopy, and there was a point where I was starting to think that maybe it'd be better if I just closed my eyes and slept all the way through winter. You know, go through hibernation like we used to do in the olden days. Well, technically, I think it's called brumating or something, or, you know, but you get the idea. Anyway, I remember how frantic you got when I started drifting off to sleep. You kept shaking me awake, singing Christmas songs at the top of your lungs, bashing the pots and pans in the kitchen so I'd stay awake. And then you looked it up online and found out that skin-to-skin contact was the best for warming people up. So that's what you did. You didn't even look conflicted for 1 second. Next thing I knew, you were ripping all the blankets and sheets off me, and then you wrapped me up in your arms and held me tightly against your naked chest. It was so warm and sweet. At first, I thought I was dreaming. I mean, it had to be a dream. The person I secretly had a crush on ever since middle school was holding me against his naked body, pressing kisses to my forehead and telling me to wake up. That he had feelings for me. Oh, man, my face is getting super red just thinking about it. Anyway, that kept me going until the blizzard finally died out and you were able to get me back home. You practically saved me. I owe you my life. Okay, yeah, maybe that's a little dramatic. At the very least, you saved my job. If I'd ended up having to hibernate a roommate, I wouldn't have been able to go back to work until the weather got warmer, and then my manager would have fired my ass after 2 whole days of not showing up. Also, finals. Yeah, can't forget that. So, yeah. I don't know if I ever properly thanked you for that. But just in case I didn't, thank you. Just in case you didn't already know. The room is finally starting to get warm. I think I can let you go now. You've been such a patient, good boy. I should probably take a shower before work. You want to join me?